producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently.
Rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for joining me today. You have us for the next 2 hours. Now, folks, there's much to say, but we have 2 hours, so I'm going to go ahead and roll out, and I'm going to take my time today because throughout the week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, we have 1 hour to pack that hour with as much information as we can possibly get into it. So therefore, I'm saying that to say this, friends. I'm going to take my time just a little bit. I'm going to slow my roll if that's okay with you. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to Sons of Liberty. .com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, you can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. And folks, if you'd like to jump over to Facebook, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, if this is the first time listening, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we follow the Christ here. We study out and know what George Washington virtually told every school student and citizen in this country all the way up until 1963 through the George Washington farewell address. And it was religion, the Christian religion, folks, the Christian religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And how do we know that, folks? Because we go back and we find out that 34% of all documentations coming from our forefathers have established, guess what? All direct quotes come directly from the Word of God. Going back to the 7th President of the United States, Andrew Jackson, he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And that's why we have something called the Common Law in the United States of America, which is based on the Mosaic Institution in which Jesus Christ fulfilled. That's why you see God and Moses everywhere and Jesus Christ in the cross of Christ everywhere concerning the top of the heads of those that have fallen fighting, bleeding, and dying to give us the freedoms in which we have. And for those that do understand that cross that's above their head, we understand that freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. Now, folks, what we're going to talk about in just a couple minutes here is we're going to talk about the voice of a tyrant. Now Obama wants your guns. Folks, you may say, well, we've known that for 7 years. Well, then why have you let it go? Why is it that you've let it go this far if you knew that that was the case? I'm talking about after San Bernardino, California, the shooting that took place there. What do? Instead of arming the people in a state of terror, they want to disarm you, which is very telling you. Folks, this is the voice of a tyrant. I'm going to show you a little history. And isn't it interesting, folks, when we look at history? Folks, the Bible teaches us. This is what's cool about the Word of God. First of all, it's true from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And secondly, it's like a mall map. Have you ever walked inside of a mall and you didn't know where you were going and you were looking for a particular shop or a restaurant and you go and you look at that map and it says, you are here. Well, that's what the Bible teaches us. You are here. But what's cool about the history that the Bible teaches us, accurate as it is in historical facts, they are, it's also cool to know that we serve a living God. We serve the God of the living, friends, not the God of the dead here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And what's absolutely astounding to me is how few actually understand their history. And that's why people don't know where they're going, is because they don't know where they came from for the most part. Folks, we're listening to conservatives today that don't know their left hand from the right hand. They're dividing. They're going along with the state-controlled narrative, which is all bought and paid for. And you have to wake up to the fact that, folks, you are being lied to. And it's interesting, too, to know, friends, that most people in this country don't believe a thing that the state-controlled media has to say. I'm talking about Fox News. I'm talking about ABC. I'm talking about MSNBC. Yep, they're all bought and paid for. Six corporations worldwide own the news outlets, friends. You do need to understand that. So if you're wondering why they're all saying the same thing at the same time, it's because it's coming from the same source. And they're all bought and paid for. As a matter of fact, we played some audio some time back where we actually played some news anchors across the country the same day, folks, for as many as we could actually conglomerate and put together collectively so you could hear what they were saying. Folks, they were saying the same exact thing throughout the news outlets, conservative outlets across the country the same day, verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept. Now, folks, what I'm trying to say here is you're in a lot of trouble because most people don't understand their history. They don't from. And what we need to do is educate people as to where they came from so they know where they're going. Because when you look at the conservatives of the day and the professed church of the day, they're the problems. And if you would have simply went back to the Word of God, you would see that those are the people that were responsible for actually crucifying the Christ. And you also need to understand that Jesus Christ was the one that warned the people, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious people of the day. They're hypocrites. They say and do not, Matthew 23. He also said, for those that did not know, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, governments. Isn't it interesting, folks, when you listen to those that represent we the people, that drive their just powers from the consent of we the governed? I'm speaking of the Declaration of Independence. Yes, you heard me right, friends. Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Isn't it interesting they work for us? And isn't it interesting how they try to use that Herodian vernacular to try to throw people off so you don't understand exactly what they're saying? Because they want to put you under the delusion that, folks, that they know what they're doing when in fact they don't. Isn't it interesting they talk, oh, way up in those high elves, you just don't understand those words, this, that, and the other thing. It's like, well, what did you say? Well, you know what? They got to be doing their job, man. I can't understand what they're saying. Folks, they don't understand what they're saying. See, the illusion is, friends, that they are there representing the people and defending the people's rights when in fact, folks, in America, the opposite is true. I'm going to highlight that in just a moment concerning Paul Ryan and the omnibus bill. Folks, see, they can't explain it well enough because they don't understand it well enough. See, they're working for special interests. That's why they're called politicians, not statesmen and stateswomen. If they were called statesmen and stateswomen, that means they're working for we the people. That's their proper representation. Not to work for special interest groups, to gut the American people of their rights. The whole purpose of government, friends, do your homework, is to restrain men from sin, from violating God's moral law. That's why we have the Mosaic Institution, which is laid on the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence, where we derive our inalienable rights given unto us by our what, friends? Our Creator. Because we know that He is the Creator of the laws of nature and nature's God. We know that He is also the one that our forefathers sought when they sought divine providence, and as they sought the supreme judge of the world. And if you want to take a step before the Declaration of Independence, just go back to the Mayflower Compact, which smacks of nothing but the pulpit. What we're going to do is we're going to come back. I'm going to highlight what you've been told by the conservatives this week, and you've been lied to, friends. And again, keep in mind, it's a lack of conservatism. You're being lied to because they're not making biblical and or constitutional reference. I'm going to highlight that in just one moment. Sons of Liberty Radio. sonsofliberty.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
If you're listening to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in over the next hour and 45 minutes, do 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, want to give a quick shout out to a couple of new affiliates. And by the way, friends, if we got some new affiliates out there that we failed to highlight, which I don't believe we have, we just want to tell you thank you very much for your trust. Namely, WAFC 860 AM, Atlanta, Georgia, WCQM 980Q, Freedom Talk, and WAFD, both in Park Falls, Wisconsin. We just want to tell you thank you very much for your trust. And aside of that, friends, again, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, friends, this is crazy stuff. Just crazy stuff. And it's so over the top. I'm so blown away, folks. I share quite often with our listeners that since I can remember, there's been a war every 10 years in my life. I've never known America without some war, in which the military-industrial complex is capitalizing off of the ignorance of the American people. Because they're created in so many different ways, and we hear all the time about these unconstitutional wars taking place in this country. And yet it's the American people that allow Congress those that work for the people, the representatives of the people, to send our kids to do their biddings, fighting, bleeding, and dying so they can make their money. And so we have to take responsibility is what I'm trying to say. And when it comes to our representatives, friends, again, as I shared with you during the first segment, representatives in this country, you do need to keep in mind, regardless of who they are, not a one from the House, from Congress, not from the Senate, from any branch of government has drawn up the articles of impeachment concerning the crimes of this administration against we the people. That's how good your government is. Matter of fact, even just this morning, we got a phone call from Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. And he said, listen, we just got some film of Trey Gowdy, because everybody loves to talk about how big and bad Trey Gowdy is, how big and bad Daryl Issa, how big and bad he really is. And these representatives that stand up and speak for the people. Friends, I got a question for you. Where's the indictments? Going back to the beginning of this administration, hey, you know what? I say to Daryl Issa and Trey Gowdy, show me the money. Where's the fruit? You talk big and bad 24/7, but where's the fruit of what it is that you're to bring about? You're supposed to bring forth the law and execute the law against the crimes of the Hillary Clintons, against the crimes of the Obama administration, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, so on and so forth, 166 other transgressions concerning the Constitution of the United States that he has transgressed. That means, America, this administration has been literally giving you the finger, for a better way of saying it. But Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa, man, they've not brought any indictments forth. They've not charged any of these individuals. No, on the other hand, you're seeing everybody go along to get along. Well, you're being sold down the river, just like this omnibus bill that Paul Ryan and Barack Hussein Obama just passed against the American people. But again, friends, talking about the lack of conservatism, it's interesting that the conservatives are now telling you this is a good deal, man. This was great. This was absolutely great. I'll tell you what, folks. Tim actually wrote, he said, I'm glad people who supported the Romney-Ryan ticket are seeing exactly what some of us tried to warn you about. That this House Speaker Paul Ryan is neither constitutional, nor is he a small government representative. The $1 trillion omnibus bill, 2,000 page plus omnibus bill that is passing the House and Senate, folks, is there to fund Obama and his Muslim invasion. For those that did not know, but also the tyrannical Internet Privacy Bill known as Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, CISA. Folks, you're led to believe that these guys are doing their job. They're not doing their job for you. They're doing their job for special interest groups, friends. And folks, when you look at how backwards this government is acting, folks, you can know within yourself it's null and void had you known the Constitution of the United States of America. And see, the problem that we're having in this country is people don't take the time out of gratitude to say thank you both in the spiritual and the natural for the sacrifice in which was given to give them the freedoms in which they have. And I'm going to talk about that in just a bit here. Folks, yesterday we heard about the omnibus bill. The conservatives were talking about a great success. The government's now been funded, friends, from a shutdown. Oh, great. No, that's the problem. They need to be shut down for a while. But it was sold to you as a great success that the government is no longer facing a shutdown. And then you were told, this is how it was sold to you, America, that $650 billion in this omnibus bill, there's $650 billion in this omnibus bill, friends, in tax cuts for the American people. America, I have a question for you. Who paid for the bill? You did. You're paying $1 trillion for an omnibus bill, and they sold it to you like they were doing you a favor. They sold it to you, America, like they were doing you a favor. Here, I want to show you what was inside of that bill. Did you know that what's in the omnibus bill that you weren't told by the conservatives of the day, friends? Did you know that it fully funds Obama's illegal executive order known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which allows illegals to remain in the United States of America? You weren't told that, were you? No. No, you aren't. And notice the name, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Notice they use the kids to play the sympathies of the American people. Folks, do you realize that this administration released over 170,000 illegal immigrants from American prisons back out onto the streets? Did you know that this criminal administration, folks, is actually releasing more detainees from Guantanamo Bay, known as terrorists, only to go back to the Middle East to fight Americans on a different day? This bill just fully funded what Barack Obama was whining about. As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama and Paul Ryan, with a big smile and cheese and smile on both their faces, took a picture together. And Barack said, man, it's great to end the year on a high note. I mean, folks, you have your government fraternizing with the enemy every step of the way. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Compromise, 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 compromise. The American people lose. Compromise is where two people get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. And that's exactly what they did through this omnibus bill. Number two, did you know that this omnibus bill, this $1 trillion omnibus bill, funds sanctuary cities? It protects illegals. You're being destroyed, America, by this administration. Tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. And that's exactly the problem with 318 million people. They're caught up. They're being entertained out of their freedoms. And they're just saying, well, they know what they're doing. No, they don't. And if you're looking for someone else to do the job that you should be doing, I want to tell you, they are. But they're not the people that you want doing the job. Number three, this $1 trillion omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. Oh, did I forget to tell you, friends? Again, here's the refugees, at which we know that a high percentage of them are men, trained men. They're plundering armies in Europe is what they're finding out right now. But you're being told that they're war-stricken and they need help, America. And you know who's bringing them into America? The professed Church of America. The ones that refuse to preach out against the sins that offend God. Number four, this $1 trillion omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Wow, pretty telling, friends. Number five, it funds the release of criminal aliens back onto the streets, as I just highlighted, only to endanger the American people. This all coming from this government, friends, which is un-American. It's a foreign government. Number six, it quadruples H-2B foreign workers' visas. Folks, under judgment, Deuteronomy 28, the Bible says that under the judgments of God, that you'll be made the tail and the foreigner will be made the head. It's exactly what's happening right in front of your faces, friends. To a T. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26 for the first-time listener. Number seven, this $1 trillion omnibus bill that the conservatives are selling like it's cooler than sliced bread, it funds tax credits for illegal aliens. Man, a lot going on for the foreigners, huh? And you're told that there's a terrorist threat in America. Wow! Since September 11, 2001. No, you've been under attack, America, and here we have it. We're beginning to see the fruit of September 11th, aren't we? Oh, we've seen it over the last 14 and 15 years. Number eight, it locks in huge spending increases. And number nine, it fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. But it's interesting to know, friends, Paul Ryan, he's got a fence around his big old house. Isn't that amazing how that works? We'll be right back after this break.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-cytosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
One 582 9933. Last shout out for this hour, hour one. 1-866-582-9933. No, we're dumping a lot of information on you folks. Just up on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trey Gowdy twists natural born citizen qualification to support Marco Rubio. Folks, Marco Rubio is constitutionally ineligible to become the president of the United States of America. If you took the time to watch the charades just this last week concerning the debates, you can see that he's using and operating through Saul Alinsky tactics. He's an accuser of the brethren. He's accusing others of untruths. In fact, things that he knows are completely untrue. He's stirring up the muddy waters concerning the other candidates, friends. Why? Because he's trying to get you through sleight of hand. He wants to get you asking the wrong questions so he doesn't have to worry about giving you the right answers. He wants your eyes off of his track record. Folks, him and Barack Hussein Obama, no difference. It says in Article 2, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of the Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States. But here we have, again, talking about the best you think you have, America, Trey Gowdy. Twist the natural born version, his version, of who's eligible and who's ineligible to become the president of the United States of America. But keep in mind, folks, this is also the same guy that has failed to indict this administration or the Clintons every step of the way. But he talks big and bad for the American people to see him do so. But again, the Bible tells us we're to judge a man by his fruit. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, James Garfield, President James Garfield, he was the president not once but twice. He said in July of 1877, concerning the century of Congress, he said, "Now more than ever, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress because, friends, you are the Congress." You need to understand, folks, civil government is in a position of trust for the benefit of the people. That's us, under God, for God has ordained that government, Exodus 18:21. That's why you see the Mosaic Institution in Moses on civil buildings everywhere, in my Father's name on your money, in Christian crosses everywhere. We're a Christian nation, admits 78% of 318 million people in this country. Let me say that again. Civil government is in a position of trust for the benefit of the people under God. For again, God has ordained. Let me say it this way. You receive your rights from God. Read the Declaration of Independence. Again, let me recite what John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s. He was right on. "Think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from the hand of God." Okay, so you receive your rights given to you by your God. You delegate powers and authorities over to those that you allow to represent, to those that you allow to work for you. Not the other way around. And when you go back to what James Garfield said, he's trying to give you a forewarning to take responsibility so it doesn't happen in your time what's taking place in his time. Again, James Garfield said, "Now more than ever, people are responsible for the character of their Congress." Folks, a $1 trillion omnibus bill, appropriations bill. Friends, are you kidding me? Giving way to foreign enemies to come in the United States to plunder this country, to destroy this country. Oh, let me take it a step further. Say they, to kill the infidel concerning the great sin. Saith your enemies, concerning your enemies in the White House that entertain your sworn enemies at every given turn. But you know that. Garfield goes on, "If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption." That's exactly right. It's because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. America, wake up. Going to the church, keep in mind, Jesus always spoke in parables. He taught in the natural so you could understand what he was teaching you in the spiritual. Because the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they are spiritually discerned, okay? Charles Finney said this. He love him or hate him, he was right on the money. He said, "Brethren, going back to the responsibility of the church, which is called to be the light of the world," okay? That in America, you don't have to call it the church, friends, because 99% of what I see out there, easy hands down, is not the church concerning what I read in the Bible at all. They fail to stick close to the Christ. They fail to bear their cross. They fail to preach law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. They fail to preach out against the sins of this country concerning the abominations in which the church is now taking on. The greatest advocate to the homosexual industry in this country, the lobby, the greatest advocate to the not only to the homosexual lobby, but also to the abortion industry, is the professed church, while 300,000 pulpits every week fail to preach out against the sins that God abhors. Okay. Charles Finney said, "Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits if morality prevails in the land. The fault is ours in a great degree. if there's a decay of conscience. The pulpit is responsible for it. Yes, it is. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. They don't hold them accountable. That's why the media lies to you 24/7, America. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christ, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundation of our governments are ready to fall away, it's because the pulpit is responsible for it. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, friends, said that the church was called to be the moral compass of society. And when that goes, everything else goes. Why are we in trouble? Because the American people don't know their history. And if they were so thankful for what's been bestowed upon them, friends, I'll guarantee I wouldn't have to be on the radio for the last 15 years reminding them. We would not be where we're at today. The American people wonder why their backs are up against the wall. It's because of their little golden idols, their politicians, their favorite politicians, and their favorite talking heads that fail to tell them what they need to know. Folks, your biggest problem in the conservative movement is not so much what they say, it's what they don't say that should bother you. I mean, I could name names right now, folks, and tell you the reason they're not calling out government for its corruptions is because they themselves are guilty of it. And as Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, he said, if a man fails to preach out against sin, he said he is guilty of it. He said, just follow him home and you'll find out why he doesn't preach out against sin. See, the problem we have in this country, friends, is our sin is finding us out. The problem that we're having in this country, friends, is America, you have departed wickedly from your God, Psalm 119. And God promised in Psalm 9, verse 17, that he'll turn that nation into hell that forgets about him. And what happened is in 1962, the American people rolled over in the face of the Supreme Court, who committed an illegal oligarchy when they said, God no more in public schools. And then over since 1962 to the present, the American people have given their kids over to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a violation of Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights. Illegally. No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate. Now we have something called Common Core, friends. All created by not educators, but by bureaucrats. It's illegal in this country. You reap what you sow. Folks, Woodrow Wilson said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from what? From the revelations of Holy Scripture. Here's your problem, America. It's this simple. You're oppressed, you're confused because you leave off judgment. You leave off judgment because you have forsaken God's 10 commandments, and therefore you're eating the fruit of man's 10,000 commandments. How's that working out for you, friends? Love you enough to tell you this. Love you enough to tell you this. I'm not going to sit here and kiss you on the cheek, friends, and play the Judas while you're being crucified. Nope, not doing that. But don't crucify the Christ in the process neither, by allowing the light to be snuffed out. Crazy stuff happening in our country today, friends. And I know that people, when they look at these politicians, they look at them and they try to find what they like about them. Well, folks, let me ask you something. What do you expect these guys to do? I mean, they're not willing to put their necks out there on the line. And again, I want to go back to this because you need to understand the degree of corruption this government has been infiltrated with and is infiltrated with. Not one of them, not one of them has drawn up the articles of impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. Not one. Yeah, but what about this guy and this guy? Wait. He's allowing the President of the United States of America to desecrate those that fought, bled, and died to give him the freedom to be there in the first place. Oh, just for the new listener, do you realize that this administration is dishonoring and desecrating the memories of our family members who have fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have? Because in many cases, they fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ideologies, America, that you're tolerating today from this administration. Shame upon America. I love you enough to tell you. The answer to America's dilemma is to show them the price paid for their freedoms, the cross of Christ, John 3:16. It's for you to understand that God the Father sent His Son to die for the sins of the world. But most people don't even understand what sin is. Sin is the violation or transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Read Exodus 20. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Folks, the message of Jesus Christ was and still is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32, 23. We're going to come back, folks, and what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the voice of a tyrant. Why is this administration trying to disarm you? And why is it that our forefathers armed us? Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Going down the long list of transgressions concerning this criminal administration, which is in front of our faces as he's walked out his transformation of America to fundamentally transform America over the last 7 years. America does, and you do need to realize that America, you've seen it every step of the way. You want to talk about a merciful God dealing with a rebellious people? Every step of the way, the American people have sat back and watched this administration commit crime after crime. The American people, step by step, have watched this administration entertain America's sworn enemies within the people's White House. To the point now where they're infiltrating, trying to infiltrate public schools. What's happening is the parents are now beginning to understand the severity of what I've been warning about over the last 15 years concerning what's going on in their country, namely with their posterity. Since September 11th, America, you do need to realize that it's been you that's been under attack by your governments, not a foreign government. It's been your governments. And what your government has done and is doing is making way for your enemy to have a free hand at whatever it is that they will through arbitrary government. They're trying to upend by the use of the communists and the atheists and the homosexuals to make way for something called Sharia law. See, remember what John Adams, again, the second president, said. He said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian faith, friends, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the so on and so forth. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. The American people have seen at every step the use of terror through the state-controlled narrative to oppress the people, to bring about fear day after day, only to teach them that there's a terrorist threat, and then the administration attempts to actually disarm the American people in the face of their enemy. How much sense does that make? It makes perfect sense because it was our forefathers that warned us as to how tyrants act and how corruption in government acts out, how it exhibits itself. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, they will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. The guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Had we known the Word of God, had we known the Constitution, had we known the founding documents, namely in this particular case, the Declaration of Independence, because it's nothing but our forefathers, 56 signers, along with 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population, throwing off a tyrant government across the pond who would not be ruled by God. That's why our forefathers, Ben Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson said, when they coined the phrase, which is very similar through all three of them, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And I say this as well. Either you're going to be ruled by the Bible, which liberates men, or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Friends, the bayonet's on its way. The message of Christ, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's not asking you, America. They're commandments, not suggestions. Every step of the way the American people have watched since the very inception of this administration, since the very beginning, this individual has been trying to disarm the American people. Folks, how many of these crimes have been found out to be engineered? Several of them. Engineered by who? Well, the ones that want to create chaos so they can establish a new world order. That's not a theory any longer, friends. It never has been. And the people that call it a theory at this point, which there's very far and few between, they're now afraid to say it because they know it's true. For those that have the audacity to call it theory today, nobody believes what they're saying anymore. Because they can see the fruit on the tree. Things are way out of hand. But I want to encourage you with this. You still have the freedom, America, to do the right thing. What are you doing with that freedom? You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What our Father in heaven, Daddy to me, God to the world, has done for our forefathers, He'll do the same thing for us because He has not changed. I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. Malachi 3:16. Hebrews 13:8. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. Going back to this administration, folks, remember Fast and Furious? This administration, what'd they do? They were found out, this administration, along with the Attorney General himself, Criminal Eric Holder, were found out for what? Putting high-powered rifles into the hands of Mexican drug lords, where they ended up killing 300 people, including the Mexican beauty queen, only to have the criminal-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama, go back over to Mexico shortly thereafter to blame the American people for the crimes that he and his administration actually contrived and are guilty of committing. Well, people are saying, man, I like the smiling traitor. He looks great. He just doesn't look like that kind of a guy. Well, folks, when you go back to 2 Corinthians 11:14, it says, no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And then it goes on, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transported as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Judge a man by his works. Judge a government by their works, not by what they say. And see, folks, if you would judge this government by their fruits rather than what they say, every one of them would be thrown in jail, wouldn't they? Yes, they would. Yes, they would. And I want to tell you this, either you be killing sin or sin be killing you, friends. There is no in between. And I'm not calling for a revolution. I'm calling for a reformation, a lawful reformation. We need a lawful reformation. Justice, the guardian of liberty. On the back of the Supreme Court chambers, under Moses, holding the Ten Commandments, inscripted right under him. Justice, the guardian of liberty. You leave off justice, you're going to be oppressed. Read Isaiah 59. Folks, Adolf Hitler, for those that did not know, said to conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens. Of course! Disarm its citizens. Hey, folks, is it not absolutely astounding that at every incident in which guns are used in a crime, I mean, the act is not apart from the actor. It's not the gun killing anybody. It's the individual that made the choice to commit the crime in the first place by pulling the trigger. As a matter of fact, just to prove my point, when a crime is committed, is the gun thrown in jail or the criminal that pulled the trigger, is he thrown in jail? Why are they trying to get you off, friends? Why are they trying to get you off target? Why is it that every incident in which a gun is used in a crime, engineered, as I said earlier, or otherwise, why is it that the tyrant Barack Hussein Obama, along with other corrupt politicians and Hollywood's hypocritical anti-gun teachers, listen to me carefully, Hollywood's hypocritical anti-gun teachers, they teach them how to commit the crime, and then they cry for disarmament. They all stand there and they stand against the Bill of Rights which have been bestowed upon us at such a high cost, America. Their purpose is to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws of the Constitution of the United States of America, including the founding documents concerning what? The Bill of Rights. Not to tear them down and attempt to recreate it in their own devilish image. They don't have a right to do that. They don't have a right to break the law. They're to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means right here at home. But it's not for them to do alone, friends. They're there on your okayo. They're there on your permission. They're there on your delegation. So whatever they've done outside of their scope of authority, which transcends the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, you've allowed it to happen that way. You've allowed it to go down that road. And if you think I'm crazy, remember what Senator John Glenn said. He said that if we were to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Folks, that is criminal. That makes them outlaws. Literally. In the policies, not the laws in which they pass, the thousands that go in the books every year, folks, they're policies, not law. Therefore, they're unconstitutional. If they're unconstitutional, guess what, friends? They're null and void. They're not applicable. It's a pretended authority. But if you don't know that, like the TSA and the DHS and how many other created bureaucracies, but if you don't know that, well, then guess what? You're going to be oppressed by a people that are not lawfully there. They're not appointed by God to be there in the first place as magistrates. Folks, this is the very Bill of Rights that our founders established, which these treasonous individuals, and folks, it is treason. These treasonous individuals attack only to disarm you, to strip you, and to leave you, America, defenseless, concerning the American people from defending themselves against criminals, sworn enemies of America. Why are they doing this? Because John Calvin rightly said that when God means to judge a nation, he'll allow wicked rulers to rule over them. See, folks, this all comes back to you and the one that you're going to stand before on Judgment Day, either now or then, either to establish what we have for our posterity in righteousness through judgment, or we're either going to live for the blood or we're going to let the blood condemn us. It's up to you. Folks, we got hour two coming right back on the other side of this break.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.